Now, first off, news from the world of medical science, with this week researchers who have taken a step closer to using gene therapy to help people with blindness see again. Arthur Sedisian from the University of Pennsylvania led a team who've been looking at therapies that aim to help people who suffer from Leber congenital amaurosis, or LCA, which is a rare inherited form of blindness. And essentially, studies in animals have shown that what's causing this disease is a mutation in a particular gene called RPE65, which messes around with something called the retinoid cycle, which is essentially the part in your eye where vitamin A is regenerated, and it's the key part of essentially converting light that hits your retina into nerve signals that are sent to the brain. So when this mutated gene is inherited, it knocks out part of that cycle and vision is impaired. Now, they've been using gene therapy to replace this RPE65 gene in animals, and they've actually been very successful in restoring vision in laboratory mice and things like that. The way they do this is by using a genetically modified virus, an adeno-associated virus, which is injected into the eye, and essentially it delivers a good version of that faulty gene so that it fills in that missing part of the retinoid cycle and brings vision back. Now, the good news is that they've started trying this out on people. Now, these are just really early stage clinical trials, but they've already shown that the treatment is safe to use and it can lead to a moderate improvement in vision. Now, three patients with LCA were injected with the treatment, and after 30 days, all three of them had shown quite an improvement in their eyesight. Now, it seems the therapy is increasing the activity of cone cells, which are the part of the eye responsible for seeing colour, by up to 50 times, and that the activity of rods, the parts of your eye that are responsible for night vision, would actually increase in their activity by 63,000 times, which is amazing. But while this is really encouraging news for people with this condition, the results are actually still far from perfect. One real problem is that the patients took a very long time to get accustomed to the dark. You must all be familiar with them, how long it takes you to get used to sitting in a darkened room, and after a while you can see things that you couldn't before, and that's your eye adapting to the low light levels. And in people with normal vision, that takes about an hour, up to an hour. But in these people with the people who've taken this gene therapy, it can take up to 8 hours. So it is happening, but very, very slowly in these people. So it might not be perfect, but it certainly holds some hope for the future that this can be developed for people suffering from this inherited condition.
Fantastic. Well, it's good to hear that we have various treatments coming up, because not too long ago, our own Mira Senthilingam was reporting on a stem cell patch for people with macular degeneration. So it looks like there's a lot of good work going on into making blind people be able to see again.